Hey, this is Senator Perry Dozier. Got you guys. Finally on my walk back.
We got you. Well, we got the heads up that you may have been stuck in executive session in committee, so we're glad you're able to join us, Senator Dozier.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rob. I'm glad to be on.
Want to touch just a little bit on educational, because this is something certainly that Republicans in the Senate and the House have identified as a key issue, not just learning loss, but there are other elements in this equation as well. And we've just this week we talked with the superintendent from the Kennewick School District, Dr. Pierce, and the president of the school board, Mike Connors, about the challenges that they face. And you know, how there are questions about the fully funding of education that is the state's responsibility. That's really rather ambiguous. Is there an approach being discussed to make that less ambiguous, to pin the state down on what exactly the state is going to fund? Because we know most of it goes to salaries right now. A large portion of it goes to salaries, and the percentage of the state budget continues to decrease as to what goes towards education.
Yeah, that's very true. I think we're down to 43% now, and a few years ago, we were well over 50%. So it's been slowly eroding all the time. I haven't heard any real specifics on how we are going to fund the part of education that is important. I mean, we've had bills come through for transportation funding to keep it to where it was at the pandemic level. We did actually a kind of a short-term bill on that during the pandemic to keep the funding up. Right now, it looks like the funding package that we have discussed will continue to keep that funding at this original STARS level. But yet, I believe it was the Kennewick School District that got in touch with me, and their cost actually exceeded what their funding was, and there was a shortfall. I had some questioning on this funding package as it came through, and one of those was when I looked at the 295 school districts, there were some extreme differences in some of the large districts over in the Seattle area, the way it was based. One that was getting about a $17 million more than prior to the emergency COVID funding. So you've got to kind of look at that, but yet keeping it the same, I was questioning why is that jump so high?
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th District, Walla Walla here on The Bottom Line.
And Senator, you know, speaking of education, you were talking about different bills, excuse me, that you've seen come forward. We've all heard Reichdahl talking about wanting free, you know, free food for all K through 12, free school supplies, this, that. Has there been any movement as to addressing, I guess you could say, some of the infrastructure, you know, to address some of the financial issues for specific classes and fun, you know, like the Kennewick School District was dealing with? All we seem to have heard from him is the free food, the free school supplies, free, you know, that kind of thing. Has there been any other bills or discussion?
No, I haven't heard anything for directly going to the education side of it. You're right. We heard the free meals for all bill just, I think it was this past week, I believe it was. Like I say, so far everything seems to be funding. It's either the food or funding transportation. But what we need to do is strengthen the education part of it, because that's where it's completely lacking. And so on the funding the food, the meal side of it, they said, well, a child, you know, that has food insecurity and is not being fed well enough is obviously going to suffer from some learning problems, which I guess it is very true. If you don't have the energy and stuff, you are going to do that. But yet, I would like to see how we're going to make up for the differences in our learning loss. There have been some proposals, I have not seen them yet, of altering the school year. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been that I've heard but have not seen could be the potential for year-round school. There's going to be a huge issue with that. How are we going to even come close to funding that when we are at the stage where we are now? The other proposal I've heard is altering it with shorter periods of time off, so the learning loss isn't as great. But as for how are we going to get more money into the needs of education, I have not heard yet.
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier from the 16th District here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. Senator, want to get your thoughts. We know that oral arguments were heard today at the state Supreme Court regarding the capital gains tax. What decision the Supreme Court sends down could very well be the biggest case that's been heard at the state Supreme Court in the history of Washington State. If they come down in favor of the bill, it's going to completely alter the landscape of this state forever. And it's going to impact businesses. It's going to impact individuals. What are your thoughts on where we potentially could sit with this? And have you heard anything from anyone who may have been in attendance at the hearings today about what transpired and what the feeling was in the courtroom?
I have read just a few notes in passing, as I've had a pretty busy day so far. Some of the little short excerpts that I've seen have indicated that the court is cautious in their approach to listen or to these arguments today, knowing that, you know, this is a major change for our Constitution, and the fact that whether it's the IRS or other agencies have basically said that a tax on income is not a excise tax, it is an income tax. So that's been driven, that point has been driven forward. Now, if you look at the Supreme Court, they could either agree with the past rulings and say that this capital gains tax is a tax on income, thus it is not constitutional. Or they could say, you know, one other approach is, well, you know, this is an excise tax for this capital gains. Well, that just tends to kind of creak the door open a little bit for other income taxes to happen within the state. Or if they did something really radical, they could say that the state was wrong in its constitution a long time ago and say that, hey, you know, it is a like an excise tax. It's not an income tax. And at that point, we could have a full-blown income tax, I believe.
We're talking with Senator Perry Dozier here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. Senator, what are some of the things that you're working on right now this session? Have any pieces of legislation that you've sponsored made it into committee yet?
Yeah, it actually has. One of the bills that's coming through that they'll be hearing next week, it's made it all the way through, or it goes to Ways and Means, I'm sorry. It's up. Updating the medical record systems for our state penitentiaries. Right now, all their medical records are kept on paper. This is something I've worked on for the last 3 years. It looks like it's moving through pretty smoothly. It's very important for our Department of Corrections. Next week, though, I've got a big opportunity on a bill, since we were talking education, that I have worked on. This is my third year. I never received a hearing my first 2 years. I have a scheduled hearing right now on February 1st for my parental rights bill. I'm happy to finally get the opportunity to get a hearing for it because it's something that I think has really come to the surface over the last few years. As parents, you know, want to have more information about their children's education and a way to find out how to get that information readily for them. And there was a work session that was done this past summer. We're going to be discussing that. I think maybe because of my pushing for this bill, they had compiled a 43-page study on parental rights. in our school system. Mine is more tailored to individual school districts and how they do it. Because I think each district is different, but it will help parents better understand who's teaching their children, the curriculum that is being taught, and an easy, quick way to get it, and having school board, which this is probably already done, but the school board meetings to be recorded, and those recordings be held for 6 months, so a parent who isn't able to go to a board meeting but hears that there's some issues going could pull it up and listen to them. So I'm looking forward to that bill. It's Senate Bill 5024, and it will be heard in early learning K-12 on February 1st.
Senator Dozier, there are a few interesting Senate bills that have gotten at least first readings and have moved into committees. One, of course, that we've heard a bit about is the bill that has bipartisan support in both chambers regarding returning the ability to law enforcement to be able to pursue under the previous guidelines. We know in the Senate, this bill is getting significant resistance from the committee chair, Senator Monka Dhingra, and we know that Republicans and some Democrats are beginning to push back on her statement that she will not bring this bill for a hearing. Is there anything more on that? Is she slightly beginning to waver on her stance, or is she still firm in that she will not allow this bill for a hearing in her committee?
Well, I don't have any committees with Senator Dhingra, but I will tell you this, that of the 16 sponsors on that bill, 9 of them are Democrats. So, and it's my understanding that some of these Democrats had made pledges to their constituents during the course of this last election season that they would look at police pursuits. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of pressure on those that have made that commitment to their constituents. And if you think about it, the party, the Democrat Party, should be the ones putting the pressure on Senator Dhingra to hear this, because this is something that the people have asked for. You can see it. It's a strong bipartisan vote, and not let the chair make the decision to not have this heard. Though she says the facts, she needs to see the facts. The facts aren't out there. The facts are out there. They are shown that they are out there with what has happened since this bill has been passed. Whether it's, I think there was an average of over a 7-year period of 1,200 police pursuits where people didn't stop over that 7-year period. In a single year alone, in 2022, there was over 3,100 incidents. Car thefts have gone up. In 2022, there were 45,000 car thefts. The next highest we ever had experienced was in 2016, and we've increased that number by 50% in 1 year. They're just getting away. We cannot pursue them.
Senator Dozier, correct me if I'm wrong, but say Senator Dhingra does not bring this forward and effectively kills the bill in the Senate. That doesn't mean the House version can't go to a hearing through its committee, can't get its third reading, can't get a vote on the floor, can pass on the floor, and then move over to the Senate. Can she block it that way? Or if that bill passes in the House, then the Senate has to take it up?
I believe the Senate would have to take it up. I couldn't speak 100% strongly on it, but I do believe that the Senate would have to take it up. That's going to be interesting with what's going to go on in the House, because I heard potentially that the Speaker kind of felt the same way as Senator Dhingra did at one time. I heard that. I don't know what's transpiring in the House at this point right now, though.
Well, I think we could probably safely say the Speaker of the House probably feels the same way as Senator Dhingra does.
Yeah.
But if she's not the chair of that committee, we can cross our fingers and hope. But either way, yeah. to have these bills with significant, I mean, the House bill has 40 sponsors on it. So to turn around and take a pair of those bills, unless they just want to play the PR game, that's going to be, it's really dangerous to play that game.
It is right now. It is. And this is something that we've all experienced. So it's going to be interesting what's going to happen here. We've got bill cutoff coming, I think, in 2 weeks on the 17th. So.
Well, Senator Dozier will certainly be watching those. Yeah. We'll be watching for yours as well. Mm-hmm. Always appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much for carving a little bit out for us. And I know we'll be talking to you again a little bit later on in the session.
Okay, fantastic. You guys have a good rest of your day. We'll talk again.
And you as well, Senator Dozier. Senator Perry Dozier joining us here, Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA, representing the 16th Legislative District, Walla Walla, and, mm-hmm. and a bit more Benton County after redistricting.
The thumb.
The thumb, yes. And a touch more.